brought to you by Penguin.
Thirty Nothing by Lisa Jewell. Read by Imogen Church. For Oliver Cannon Jewell, Nephew Extraordinaire. Chapter 1. Dig woke with a start. The first thing he was conscious of was the taste in his mouth, a rancid coating of... what was it? Onions? Garlic? Some kind of battery acid type thing going on in there as well? He slowly brought a hand from beneath his duvet and cupped it around his mouth. He let out a small puff of coagulated breath and sniffed it back in. Jesus! Grim beyond belief. He clamped his mouth shut again. The second thing he was conscious of was his head, which appeared to have had a large shipment of ball bearings dumped in it overnight, while his blood felt as if it had been transfused with silica and come to a grinding, desiccated halt somewhere around his temples. The third thing was his stomach, a solid, churning area of gas and corrosive fluids, swishing and swirling around together like a kind of miniature primordial soup. He felt a bubbling tube of gas begin to wriggle through his stomach, around his intestine and down towards his bowel. He could tell it was going to be bad when it departed his body in a hot and silent foot. And before long, his airless room was ripe with the stench of yeast and garlic.
Oh, Jesus! What the fuck is that smell?
Which is when Dig became aware of the fourth thing. The girl in his bed. He turned his head slowly, and there she was. A girl. A girl with messy blonde hair and black stuff smudged under her eyes and bare bony shoulders and a tattoo of a seahorse on her left arm and one hand covering her mouth and nose while her face wrinkled up in distaste.
Jesus!
The girl turned over onto her side with a disgusted flounce. She had some sort of accent, and another tattoo on her back of a butterfly. It was very nicely done. Dig slowly manoeuvred himself up on his elbow and surveyed the girl as if she were some kind of strange sea creature which had been washed up on his bed by the tide. She looked young. Surprise, surprise. About 20, probably. And thin, very thin indeed. Another surprise. He wondered what she was called.
Do you have any Nurofen?
Her voice was muffled through her hand, but was now recognisably Irish. Northern Irish, to be precise.
Uh-huh.
Dig's hand found the little tablets on his bedside table and the glass of water he'd put there last night, a sign that at some point between getting home and going to bed, he'd obviously been mentally and physically functioning to some extent, which also indicated to him that relations had more than likely been had with this small, bony girl in his bed. He turned to look down at the floor by his bed. Yep. There it was, a shimmery sliver of pearly latex with a neat little knot at the top. Well, that was something, at least. The level of traffic noise wafting through the half-opened window from Camden Road outside led Dig to believe that it was probably some considerable time after the 6 in the morning his head was telling him it was. He turned painfully to look at his radio alarm. 11:48 a.m. It was also hot, stiflingly hot, strange for the middle of November. He passed the glass and pills to the bony girl.
Thanks.
She gulped them down in one.
What time is it?
10 to 12.
What? Fuck, you're joking!
Sample complete. Ready to continue?